For Ashland, the 1916 vintage Sioux Line Ore Dock is part of its identity. The high school sports teams are called the Ore Dockers, and generations have made their livelihood at the 1,800-foot-long, seven-story-high structure. People like Jeff Peters with Save Our Ore Dock say they can reuse part of it.
It's so historical, so remarkable, that people would gravitate to it. It'd be a wonderful area to have fishing platforms, picnic spots, possibly build a maritime interpretive center.
Much of the ore dock has already been torn down. Since it hasn't been used since 1965, it is now a safety hazard, so current owner Canadian National Railway is taking it down piece by piece. CN spokesman Patrick Waldron says they intend to finish this year.
I can't speculate on what it would take to stop the project from moving forward, but right now the project is underway, has been for several months, and we expect it to continue through 2013.
But a plan is in the works to keep part of the ore dock, maybe with the upper structure, maybe just the lower part, as a fishing pier. Ashland Mayor Bill Whalen says they'll take another look this weekend.
Look at the upper structure and see if we want to save all of it or a part of it. Save enough of it that we could give people an idea of what the remnant looked like and how it functioned.
For Save Our Ore Dock people like John Chappell, demolition is heartbreaking.
You're tearing down an icon. I mean, what would you say if someone tomorrow started tearing down the White House?
Negotiations will continue, but CN says so will demolition. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.